Okay, God willing, tonight we will finish the laws of the Rambam Hilchas Mechira. We're on Perek Lamed, Halacha Gimel. We're talking about what kind of sales are contingent upon the approval of other people. And most of the balance of the chapter deals with husbands and wives. Halacha Gimel. V'cheina isha shemochra onosna matana. If a woman sells something or gives a gift, bein benichsei bala, regardless if it's the husband's straight out property, she goes and takes something that belongs to the husband and sells it or gifts it to somebody else, bein benichsei tzom barzel shechnisalo, whether these are the nichsei tzom barzel is property that the woman owns. She brings it into the marriage, she has ownership of it. The husband has rights to use it, and he benefits from it, but the husband cannot sell the property. That's nichsei mulug, okay? I'm sorry. Oh, I explained nichsei mulug. What did I do there? I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm sorry. I explained nichsei mulug. Okay, so that's nichsei mulug. Nichsei tzom barzel is the woman gifts it to the husband. In exchange, he agrees to add that amount to the ksuva that he has to pay. So she has a lien on that property as such. So really, and then if it improves in value or decreases in value, he has to take care of that. So whether it's nisle tzom barzel or nisle b'zim, bein v'dvarim sheyichud lo b'ksuva, whether it's something that he has designated as the lien on the ksuva, bein b'nichsei malug, there's the nichsei malug there, where the wife still retains ownership, bein b'karkos, whether it's land, bein b'metaflin, whether it's movable objects. Any of those things that she sells, any of those, or gifts any of those, because the husband has a hand in all of them. Or at least a hand. V'chein im lakha o nitna la matana, or if she purchased something, or a gift is gifted to her, and then that will become owned by the husband. So the rule and thumb of all this is, yad habal alayon, the husband has the upper hand. In other words, she made the kinyan, but is this kinyan going to be a legal kinyan? Well, it depends on what the husband has to say about it. So the imra tzilakayim, if the husband wants to maintain whatever she did with any of these resources, it's okay. The woman who makes the kinyan, whatever, the hand of the woman is like the extension of the hand of the husband, and once he agrees to it, so the action that she did prior is retroactively a good kinyan either way. Okay? And certainly under certain things that are jointly owned, the nichsei tzom barzel, the nichsei mulug, etc., needs agreement to both. And she's already agreed. So since she's already agreed, now it's all up to the husband if that's okay or not. But the imratzel avatel, if he wants to nullify any of those deals, yavatel, he can nullify those deals. Because a woman can only do things that will benefit for the husband and not to bring anything that's detrimental for him. And certainly the things that are really considered jointly owned, it needs his approval as well. So therefore, he has the upper hand on those. But let's reverse it now. That's if the wife is doing all this. Aval habal shemochar onas. And what if the husband sells or gifts? Bein karka shehichnisa lo ishto b'ksuva. So whether it's property the woman brings in, that's the nichsei tzon barzel that she gifts to him, and that will be the lien on the ksuva. O karka shehichnisa lo shum mishalo, or property that she brings in that's evaluated for him to that she writes for the dowry, etc. Bein karka sheyichud lo b'ksuva, whether it's land that he's designated for the ksuva, afal pi shekanu miyad ha'isha achash kinamaisa. Even if, let's say, he makes the kinyan is made from the wife, and it appears that she agrees to this, right? Achar shekima maisav. So guess what? Even though it seems, these are all areas where she has a say in this matter, and she seems to have said, she makes the kinyan, but she knows the husband wants it. Everything he does is nullified, even if she makes the kinyan. Why? Because she will contend, I want to make my husband happy. In other words, you doing this? Yeah, sure. Because she knows the husband beat her up, you know, or whatever. You know, the husband gets upset. So, in other words, the husband says, I agree, We assume he's telling the truth because he doesn't care to make his wife happy. But a wife cares. It's a psychological thing. I'm the man. I'm the boss. The husband says yes, he says yes. A lot of times the wife will say yes. It doesn't necessarily mean yes. And therefore, it's very hard to prove that she really means it, even if she really, really means it. But she'll say it. Of course she's going to say it because you know how guys are. She'd rather say yes. So therefore, the rabbi stepped in and said, you know what? We're just going to carte blanche say she doesn't mean it. And if you want to, then gift it to her and let her sell it completely, reverse it all and let her be the owner of it, and then let her do what she wants with it, and then we'll see. So therefore, that's not necessary. When the wife does it first, the husband's agreement's assumed as an agreement.
The woman, effectively.
That's what they're doing exactly. Now, what if the husband dalad? That's only a few of these things. What if mochar lo, what if he sells onosan nichsei tzon, nichsei malog, and he gifts the nichsei malog, which the wife really owns. So he has no right to do that. Doesn't matter if it's movable objects or land. Now she has the upper hand, and now she can say what she wants, because that's her property now. So the other thing, something that's leaned, it's the husband's property, it's leaned on the ksuva. Okay, she'll say yes just to make him happy, but this is actually her stuff. She doesn't have to say yes to make him happy for this. This is actually hers. So ratza solavatl mavatl. If she wants to nullify it, it's in her power to nullify it. And here, if she agrees to it and she says, I'm happy with it, the purchaser gets it. It means kima ba'asov. He should change the gears of ma'asov. She maintains and agrees to his actions. Kono lekochas, the purchasers get it, because we don't need her to make any act of akinyan. And since it's really hers, she doesn't have to do that. That's already that far. We don't say she's doing nachas to the husband. To lose her property already, that she could say, wait a minute, this is my property. I'm not inclined to give away my property. All right, hey. What if the husband sold the movable objects of nichsei tzon barzel? Again, that's what the wife owns. I think we're going to have to change the gears over here. Shenosan lo, or metaltin that he gave to her from his. So then it's like hers as well. And then the husband has mamish no right to sell it at all. Since even though he is not allowed to sell it at all, because she gave it to him really for the purpose of using and not for selling. And therefore she's not allowed to sell it. So imavar, what if he transgressed? Umachar onasan, he sold it or gave it. Kana lekuchos, the purchasers, it's a good kinyan. And that's not like land. See, this is not land over here. Land is something that's permanent, and the woman relies on it. Metalton is something she doesn't rely on. And that's why the Nichsei Tzon Barzal, it'll be different in this case, because he's taking responsibility, but it's not land. That's why Lekucha, Metalton is a different thing. She never really relies on it. So, and there's to be other things to collect from. So therefore, even though he can't do it, if he transgresses, she can't take it away from them. So that deal, he shouldn't do it, but if he did it, she didn't rely on it. And what if the husband wants to sell all his property? He wants to just liquidate everything. Even though the ksuvah's leaned against all these things, he can do it. However, there's a little difference here. What if afterwards he dies or she gets divorced? Now there's a lien on those specific. There is definitely a lien on at least the last property, whatever. Vim tavo litrof, if she comes to collect from it, torefes, she can collect for it. Ella imkain, unless the husband specifically kosva, he wrote lelakech trila before he sold it to him, and she wrote and she says, I will not take action against you, even though you are selling it to him. For kanu miyoto, and thou, the kinyan was made through her hand. In other words, she agreed before the husband sold it. Then she said she agrees, and she realizes the last property, and says, I agree, and she writes it down. It's not just saying it. She wrote it down. Then that is okay. Let's quickly, we're going to finish this all up fast now. Vav. Ha'isha shemachra onasna nichsei tzon barzel. What if the woman now sells or gives her nichsei tzon barzel to her husband? In other words, she gifted it to him already, but that's exchanged to have rights on the ksuba, but now she just goes and sells it straight out to him. Lo kana, there's no kinyan, because she again could say, I only did it to make my husband happy. So she can back out, will host me on to take it away from him. Now we switch from women and husbands to apotropism and orphans. Bezdin shemachar alachu benichni yisomim. What if a bezdin sold or bought property that belongs to orphans? Bein bekarka, bein mekalv, doesn't matter if it's land or movable objects. Vechena apotropis, similar to the legal guardian. Bein shemino some bezdin, whether the bezdin appointed him, bein shemina osa avi yisomim, or if the father of the orphans appointed him, mikcha mekach, their sales are sales, umimkoram mimkor, their purchases are purchases, that's fine, because they have rights. Avol matnasim, if they're going to gift the stuff away from the orphans, einakum, that's nothing. Shenotim noisim dover shen, so you can't give away something that doesn't belong to you. He could sell it, he could do it, but you can't gift, it belongs to the orphans.
Sell it for a penny, yeah.
All right, well, now there'd be laws of what do you call it? Oino over there. And finally, Halacha Zayin. Are you allowed to do business transactions on Shabbos?
No.
Rabbinically, you're not allowed to do a business transaction. Yeah, but either way, biblically you could, but rabbinically you cannot do a bill. So what if a guy does a business transaction on Shabbos? Will the sale be valid or not? It's not the same as if you cook a pot of food on Shabbos. We know that for you it's usher forever. So what's going to be that? So Zayin Hamocher O Hanosein B'Shabbos. If somebody sells someone or gives something on Shabbos, and it goes without saying, if you do it on Yom Tov, Afal Pishamakan, so even though we're going to lash the guy rabbinic lashes for transgressing the laws of Shabbos and going against a rabbinic law, but still Masuv Kayamim, the legal action of the sale is valid. Because that has nothing to do with Hilchas Shabbos per se. He did an avera of not listening to the rabbis, but you can't say the sale wasn't a sale. Anybody who purchased from him on Shabbos, let's say with a Kenyan Chalipin, which is also not allowed on Shabbos, HaKenyan Kaim, the sale is valid, V'kosvim Lachar Shabbos, and then you write the document after Shabbos, Venosin, give them, and there may not even be lashes, because there might have not been anything to be lashed for. Be that as it may, the sales are good. This is in contradistinction to Hilcha Shabbos, that you would benefit on Shabbos. Cooking would have all kinds of different halachas. But for sale, we say it is a good sale. We now have finished the laws of Mechira.